Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
I thought that I just might, but ended up almost dying.
That's my daughter. I say to people who have known me for 6 years.
How come you never called me back?
Come on, you know how it is. It's we see each other every day. Why do you gotta call? You know, I don't like labels.
God, Chuck is a fuckboy.
Can I hear this?
Roll perception with disadvantage.
Oh, my deception's so high. That's a 16.
15, Michael.
You can't hear it.
Fuck!
My name's Dictionary Doug. Nice to meet you. And he holds out his hand. Now, because, you know, this tension in the air that between the clerics and the sorcerers and whatnot, I think there's something to it.
Oh, you think that the priestess is up to something?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do indeed.
I'd hate to see something bad happen.
Oh, to me?
To anyone. I'm a nice guy. You know, I just want everything to go great for everyone.
You're dressed awfully sneaky for somebody who just wants to talk. Where I come from, people only dress that way when they're out for murder.
Listen, I don't tell you how to do your job. Don't tell me how to do mine. There are concerns that are larger than what's going on here. This is for the safety of the entire kingdom, and that's why it's important that I do this! It's like starts crying.
Can I cast sleep?
What are you gonna cast sleep on?
I'm gonna cast sleep on Decacog if he's in there. Whoever's inside of this wagon.
And he looks at you and goes, "What?"
Bingo.
It's a bit late, wouldn't you think?
I'm gonna cast sleep on him the second his back is turned to me.
And then the mechanism turns around, and you see Decacog completely unconscious, but his arms are moving on their own now, and they're coming right at you. He is hanging limply between his 10 arms.
Wait, so he's up to 14 limbs?
Yeah.
Yes, he's got 14 limbs. There are limbs everywhere.
You know, like Doc Ock, like four of his limbs count.
This is a completely different
this
guy.
This is Decacog.
This isn't Dr. Octopus.
It's true. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for implying that great artists would steal.
And I like that you brought that up, and I would like to just point out really quickly that, yes, I didn't think of that when I created this character, and probably would have done it differently had I, but here we are.
I feel like he's like a centipede, right?
Yeah.
Fucked up centipede man.
Yeah, quadecahedron cog or something. I just gave myself a nosebleed.
Who can know what that number would be called?
But yeah, so I mean, like, two of them are, you know, holding him up. So that's something.
So those are busy.
Just two? Huh, okay.
So is Selena here completely alone? Because wasn't Screech gonna, like...
Screech is on the roof still.
Oh!
Yeah, he's looking in through the skylight. And I do also believe that Selene is not far away, looking at trees, hoping to find a squirrel. Did I say Selene? I meant Rourke.
And didn't you see the squirrel, too?
Yeah.
So you think there's two maniacs on the list?
Yeah, they're two different maniacs, as far as anyone
knows. And now
knows.
There's... Wait, what was the third one?
Drop Bear. Still a koala, just clearly workshopping the name is all.
Drop Bear.
Do you still have as many...
Bro, Drop Bear is so scary!
Do you have as many jewels on the Drop Bear version?
No, okay. Definitely lost. I mean, I might like keep like a ring you know, it's like important to me for sentimental reasons.
Because when you were Koala T, you had a lot of necklaces.
Right, yes.
Probably slowed you down.
Later, I'm going to retcon that ring has magical powers, but it's a long con.
What is Chuck doing right now?
Probably he's made himself a leftover meatloaf sandwich.
How big is it? How big of a sandwich does Chuck
have? Oh, it's cartoon size. You know, he got bagel
hands.
Is it
like layers? Like,
yeah, it's like Scooby-Doo.
He's got like an olive on top?
Yeah, exactly. And he does bite it in one big hump.
Yes!
Yeah, and he goes down in his throat. You can see the sandwich and then it goes down.
And he goes, eep, as he burps.
He gets a little tiny burp.
Well, he's asphyxiating and he's dying.
Oh, yeah. He's dying from sandwich.
He didn't chew any of his big
sandwich
ass sandwich.
Asphyxiation.
Now, so you were still at the Goblin Pit.
I'm at the Goblin Pit.
Yes, which is not far from here. You can absolutely see the Goblin Pit from here.
Yeah, and so I'm just talking to people. Again, seeing if anyone has any problems that might be connected. Because what the heck is going on in the city, town, or village, or whatever.
Sick.
Mostly just chilling, doing my job.
So this is just in case, let's all roll initiative.
All of us?
All of us?
Yeah, just in case.
13 for old Chuck.
10.
20.
Nice.
Something. Hold on. I'm trying to do my math.
I got a 16.
22.
Tetradeca. That's 14.
Tetradeca?
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Isn't that fucked up?
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so only Celine is currently in the room with this monstrous set of metal arms.
Way too many.
They are taking up a lot of space in this wagon.
If you have that many metal arms, I have to assume you gotta go four legs.
It seems like a lot. And he probably does, like, when he's probably going fast, he probably goes four legs.
Oh, sick.
Oh my god, it's like rolling.
Oh, that rocks. Oh, rolling? Ooh, that's scary.
But yeah, so he was, you know, he's got arms and they're like, they're all working in different parts of the printing press, right? So it turns and, you know, there's still ink dripping out of one of the tentacles. There's a couple that have like really big paper cutters on them for cutting the paper for the newspaper.
What if it was like the scene in Star Wars with General Grievous and his arms?
All the laser
yeah.
swords.
All the laser swords. Yes. Yeah. Yes, all the laser swords. Yeah.
Rourke, let's have you just roll perception for me.
19.
And so you hear a shriek of commotion come from the wagon.
And how far away am I from this?
It's not that far.
Okay, I run towards them with my hands and body ready to do something quiet. Because I don't know that there's anyone else around, because I do remember I rolled really well or really poorly on everything last episode. So
yes,
I'm pretty sure I don't think there's anyone around. So I feel like middle of the night, it's 9:30. I think maybe it's spell time. So I'm going to go towards the sound, peek, and have, if there's like maybe something that's going to happen, maybe like try to do a spell. But I want to assess the situation before I jump in there, magic ablazing.
Yeah. So I'll say you get about halfway to the wagon.
Okay.
Celine, the inky arm swings towards you and ink shoots from it. Roll a dexterity saving throw.
That's a 20.
Nice job.
I rolled really high.
All right, you dodge out of the way, and a huge black blob hits the window and completely blacks it out. And then the other inky arm comes up and also shoots at you.
Okay, ready to do another dexterity?
Yeah.
I hope this dude has 10 attacks. That'd be sick.
Uh-oh. Why would you say that?
That's 6.
There's some demon that has like 8 arms that has 8 attacks, and it's really funny.
Mm-hmm. All right, you are blinded.
Fuck.
Is that good?
You have a face full of ink.
Well,
and you can't see shit.
Now that's like Jurassic Park.
Okay. Blinded.
Michael, are there any like microchips at the base of his neck?
Roll perception.
Hell yeah. Nat 20.
Oh my god. Great roll.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, the answer was no matter what.
I appreciate you keeping the illusion, though.
Yeah, thank you for that. It's a gift for us.
What is your armor class, Celine?
12.
did you take mage armor?
No, I can't.
Oh, that's right.
Every time I'm like, did you take mage armor?
I'm not.
I know, but I can't. It just, it hurts because I'm so squishy.
And you didn't take any magic items?
No. I wasn't allowed.
Wow.
So you don't see this because you're blinded, but you hear something whiz by you.
Oh, shit.
And you feel the breeze, and then you hear ka-chunk as it sounds like something metal digs into something wooden.
Oh, crap.
Like right by your head.
Oh, crap.
And now it's your turn.
Okay, well, can I do some sort of a check to wipe the ink from my eyes?
Yes, you can use your action to remove the ink from your eyes.
That sucks. Okay, all right. I use an action to remove the ink from my eyes, but I still have a move.
You do have a move. Yes.
Are there any candles or anything with a flame inside of this wagon?
Yeah, sure.
I would like to run and knock it over. I want to go and like throw it onto the printing press.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yep.
I throw a candle on the printing press.
All right. Cool.
It's like if I just like run my body into it, like does it count as an action?
Yeah.
But Michael, what I actually should do is I have my bonus move, telekinetic shove, and I could use that.
Oh, that's great.
To knock the candle over.
Yeah.
It does say creature.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So it says, as a bonus action, you can try to telekinetically shove one creature you can see within 30 feet of you. The target. So I guess if it's a candle, that wouldn't work.
Why not?
I mean, it needs to succeed on a strength saving throw, but I bet it won't because it's a candle.
Unless it's a Beauty and the Beast situation.
And then it's like, I'm Lumiere.
Oh, it's like a blue.
Yeah, you do that, and the little candelabra launches into the printing press, and all of the brittle paper just starts to burn.
Burning down Barry's house wasn't enough for you, huh?
Listen, they're trying to print lies. So if I use that as my bonus action, so I haven't moved yet.
Yep.
I would like to leave this wagon.
That is a very good idea. He is going to take one swipe at you.
That's that honestly fair.
Is it a concentration to sleep, or is it just like...
Oh, for... No, I don't think so. My spell.
How do you wake them again? Do you just have to wait for it to expire?
That's a great question, actually.
You bonk them.
1 minute.
Because I feel like this is a great time to be like, dude, wake up, what are you doing? Like, just completely disavow the whole thing. Then we poison him later.
Run into the lake on a boat. I bet the arms would chase you. And they would drown him on accident.
Wow. Oh, shit, yeah.
But that, we've already proven that we don't. They don't need him to operate.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
He's so he'd just be drowned.
Yeah.
So then they'd just be dragging his dead body around.
Yeah. So she'll complete his mission, technically.
Da-da-da-da. Checkmark.
He is going to slice you with his other...
Ouch.
Uh-oh.
That's going to do 6 damage. 6 slashing damage.
I'm going to cast shield.
Okay.
Ask him what he rolled first. Oh. I don't know if that's within the... I forget.
I mean, I assume I'm going to cast shield and I'm going to get the fuck out of here. So, yeah. So now until the start of my next turn, I have a +5 bonus to AC. So he could still hit me.
No.
Yeah. No.
Well, if he rolled over 17.
Yeah. So now...
He did not.
Okay, good.
His the slicing arm bounces off of your shield and rips into the roof. Screech, you see a metal arm shoot up right in front of you.
How long are those arms?
It's not a big wagon.
I know, but I'm not on the roof of the wagon. I'm on the building.
No, I thought you jumped down.
Not yet.
Because you were talking about looking in the sky. I thought you were looking.
He has good eyes. He actually, it's dark.
Oh.
I was on the building so that I could look down through the skylight.
Okay. Well, you see an arm rip up through.
Oh, wait, Michael, did I escape the wagon?
You escaped the wagon.
Cool. I tumble out of the wagon.
You use all of your frickin' movement?
Yeah.
Just like running.
Ah, yeah, pretty much.
Do you say anything?
No,
say, oh shit.
I actually burst from the wagon and am kind of like running, like looking behind me and like then looking around. And I would like, if there's anything like at all within 30 feet that I can like hide behind, that's what I would like to do.
There's nothing within 30 feet you can hide behind, but you do see Rourke.
Shit.
Hide behind Rourke.
Back of the wagon, basically the front wall of it rips off as this thing bursts through it. And then it does the forward arms rolling towards you. And it's all very, very creepy. Its arms are like pincering into the ground as it like rips towards you.
Oh, I was thinking like Matrix Sentinels.
Then that is what it is.
But no, Michael, this is your world.
No, it's our world.
I wonder if we can get to, like, 13 movie references.
Are we on lucky number 11 right now, or...
Boo!
Chuck.
What's up, bro?
Roll perception.
Anything for you, my good boy. 24, I think.
It sounds like shit is happening outside.
What the fuck?
Rock's doing something bad again!
Yeah, you hear a scream, and then you hear a...
Rock's up to no good! Ratmo, cover me! I'm gonna use my 30 feet of movement to go outside.
You're probably about 30 feet away from the wagon and then 60 feet away from where Rourke and Celine are.
On my way out, I grab my shield and mace that I kept behind the bar. Maybe even put it where people can see it. And I point at it every now and again to start conversation.
I'm gonna use this on you.
Yeah, it's like, Chuck, you already brought that up. Like, shut up! I'm like, what the fuck is happening out here? Rourke, what'd you do?
Nothing?
Celine? Do I see Celine?
Yeah, you see Celine and Rourke.
And do I see the robot yet?
You see the robot.
What is that?
It was trying to attack me.
I heard someone scream, so I came to see if I could help.
Okay.
Should I do a deception check?
No, I choose to fail.
Yeah, I think she would fail. Like, Rourke has no reason, I feel like, to not think Celine would be the one in trouble, so.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Maybe if there wasn't a robot attacking you.
Fair enough, yeah. This is a pretty sweet situation for Celine, all things considered.
I'm going to reach into my belt and huck my mallet that I use to crush ice, which is a light hammer. And I'm going to give it a toss at this robot. Give it a bonk. Ooh, great roll. 9.
So close.
Michael, what's this thing's armor class? Tell me right now.
Higher than 9. And I will say, so Dekakog is just sort of limply hanging there. If you do hit him, he will wake up.
Cool.
That's how sleep works.
That is how sleep works. Yeah, I don't know what I would aim at. I'm just kind of hucking it at the general center where Dekakog is, but, you know, I rolled a 9 is what I did.
You miss.
Beans!
Oh my god. Whatever are we going to do?
I don't know, man.
Are you guys? I guess I'm not involved in this.
You better be involved!
One of the arms reaches out and tries to grab at Rourke.
No!
No!
No.
Does a 14 hit your armor class?
Fuck. Yeah, mine's a 13.
It grips you. You're now up in the air, being held by one of the tentacles.
Wait, so it's choking me. It's choking, it's got a tight grip on my throat.
I didn't say throat, but I mean, whatever you want.
It's stepping on me.
How many arms are holding me up?
Ooh, harder. Squirting the ink in your mouth.
I was thinking of more of a, you know, like encircling you.
Oh.
As if you were, an anaconda and you were being squeezed.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It's like an anaconda.
Is it going to eat me?
I don't know. But I do know that it's Screech's turn.
Ugh. Okay.
You are currently grappled, FYI.
I hate it.
Screech?
Oh. No, not Screech.
Screech is gonna make a motion like he's like, I could just fuck off and not deal with this. But so is it still inside the wagon with arms coming out, or is it fully outside the wagon?
It's fully outside of the wagon. It's about 30 feet from the wagon.
I'm gonna jump from this roof at Dekakog. I'm aiming for Dekakog himself, not the arms, with an open hand slap.
It is, you are the one who put yourself on the building. It is so far away, there's no way you can jump there.
What? I know, the whole time we were talking about it, I said it was right above it, last episode.
Yeah, he just moved 30 feet.
Yeah, but Michael, you remember the Rock movie when he jumps? You remember the way the Rock jumps? That's how science works.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's bad. Bachman, you need to get a fucking wings.
That's a good idea. You mean so 30 feet away from the building? Like that was very confusing for me. I don't know which direction he's moving.
He went away from you in my head and towards Rourke in my head.
I was thinking like, and tell me if this works for you. I was thinking like the wall, right? If you're looking at it overhead, and then there's like the building, and then everybody's doing the stuff over here, and he's like, bleh. And so I'm still like pretty much right there when you think about it. I also counterpoint, Michael, think about how good it's going to be, A, if I hit, but also B, if I don't.
Yeah, that's a great point.
You make a fantastic point. Let's have you make an athletics check with disadvantage.
Would that be like, is it an argument for acrobatics?
Sure, so you absolutely yeah, okay. do acrobatics.
That's good, because that is not a minus one. Ooh, I rolled a 17 and I rolled an 11, which means I'm at a 16.
Great roll.
Michael,
that's a great roll.
That is good for a level 2.
Yeah, we're little babies.
I'll even say that I would have to roll the attack to hit once I get there.
Yeah, you do have to roll the attack to hit, and I am going to make you take some fall damage.
That's fair.
But he's a drop bear.
But actually, I mean, the amount of health that I have is only some.
How kind of you, Bachman, though, to say it. Like, I won't get it for free.
All right, yeah. You're only going to take one hit point of fall damage, but go ahead and swing at Dekakog.
And Michael, I feel like I'm nickel and diming you, but is this a sneak attack?
It's gotta be.
He's unconscious, right?
I think it has to be. Shit, you're right. Holy
it's
shit.
A coup de grace. We're playing fourth edition now.
621 to hit.
You slap Dekakog right across the face. Roll damage.
Would it? I don't know if I should do it though, because unarmed strike, I don't have the same plus. But the damage on the unarmed strike is 0. And that's really what I want, because I'm just trying to wake him up.
An unarmed strike does damage, does it not?
On my character sheet, it straight up says 0. 0
it's
bludgeoning.
A strength-based attack, unless you're a monk.
But is the rule to wake him up that I have to actually do damage to him, or do I just have to make contact?
That's so fucking funny.
You're going to make me read sleep, aren't you?
What if you just bonk him with the back of your dagger?
Yeah.
Or your claws? It is hilarious, the idea of a rogue dropping 30 feet out of the air, but since they have a negative one strength, it's like,
I'm still dreaming.
Did you feel that?
Selene, I thought you were asleep. What was all that weird shit about? Go to bed.
Well, I was going to sleep, and then I remembered that my boss had told me to touch base with the Farhold Trumpeter people just to make sure they had everything they needed, and then I went in and he attacked me.
That sounds fair.
I love lying.
You can do damage, or someone uses an action to shake or slap the sleeper awake.
Sick.
So you are allowed to slap him awake.
Okay, so the question would be then, because my angle is that we wake him up and try and make it sound like dude just fell asleep. I want to gaslight the fuck out of him.
Well, yeah, because I also want to gaslight him, because what I'm going to to him, what happened was he turned away, and the next thing he knows, he's getting slapped in the face outside.
Yeah. So the question is then, Michael, is that instead of a 21, it would have been a 15 if I do the unarmed strike.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still going to hit?
Yeah, it will still hurt.
Okay, that's all I need. All right, so yeah, I'm gonna slap the shit out of him, but it won't hurt.
You slap him, and he goes,
"What are you doing?" I should take my costume off and just been Screech. That would have been much more believable. That's fine.
My wagon, my printing press.
Yeah, dude, you destroyed your wagon with your arm. You fell asleep. Your arms went nuts.
You are the Squirrel Man.
I'm clearly not.
Add another crime against humanity. You shall die this night.
That's a great point.
Should have taken my costume off.
Dragboar should not have been the one to wake him up. But this is much better.
I can honestly say I didn't think about that for a second.
Yeah, me either. Me either. I'm always thinking about shit.
Bonus action to hide. Michael.
Don't you have to be able... You slap this person and you're in melee range.
Yeah, but it says I can do it as a bonus action. Can I disappear? I don't ask for much, Michael.
You don't ask for much. This is just your ninth
point. Can you... You can't just hide when you're in melee range, can you?
I don't know. Can you?
Yeah, you still need somewhere to hide.
Okay.
Oh, there's a fucking horse trough.
Yeah, no, that's just not happening.
All right, well, then I disengage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. An arm shoots at you.
You sure? Did you say I took one damage from the fall?
You took one damage from the fall.
Perfect. I'm definitely going to jump off more buildings now.
I mean, I roll bad, though.
Okay.
Does a 20 hit your armor class?
Sure does.
All right, you are grappled. You have now been lifted up in the air next to Rourke, and another arm comes at you. The 17 hit your armor class.
Even more than the 20, weirdly.
That doesn't seem possible.
Yeah, well. All
right, you take 3 bludgeoning damage as you get pounded by one of these legs. And that's all 8 of the legs. So, all the 8 of the non-walking legs.
That's why he walk with 2. That makes sense.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
So we go to Rourke. Rourke, you are grappled. You just saw your friend, maybe not your friend, but you saw a man in a koala costume get punched in the face, and he's in a very similar situation to you.
Koala man!
It's Drop Bear!
Drop Bear! Drop the bear! I would...
Drop that bear!
You can try to break the grapple with an action.
Yes, that. Yes.
Okay, I'll be strong.
That's a bad one for me. 16 plus 1, 17?
You bust out.
Yes! Okay, cool. And then can I run or fall down his little arm? Or do I just fall on the ground? Do I just splat?
I mean, you just break out of the grapple, so...
Okay, I break out.
I mean, you can do it. You can do it as cool as you want, but there's no mechanical effect.
Okay, I look kind of cool. I trip just a little bit, but I catch myself, so it ends up kind of looking like a superhero fall.
Oh, nice.
But, like, there is definitely a little stumble to it.
I didn't see it.
Michael, roll perception.
Bardic, as a bonus action, I'm going to give a Bardic inspiration to Koala Man, Drop Bear.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Celine, you see Rourke do magic.
No, it's verbal.
It's still magic.
Is it? I thought that, like... That, like, the lore behind, like, bard stuff like that was literally just, like, an inspirational thing, like a...
I'm like, yeah, Drop Air! You fucking got this!
Yeah, I didn't think there was actual, like, magic coming from that.
I'm your biggest fan! We fought together!
It's gonna be a very complicated and annoying fine line, because it's absolutely within the realms of magic, but also there's that feat where if you give someone... a 10-minute insane pep talk, they get pepped up. So
sure.
Let me just say that Selena's not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. These people are helping her, so she is fully willing to delude herself and pretend she does not see
it. All right, the first Google entry, which is all I need, even though Google is anti-public transportation. In this case, I'm on Google's side. Bardic inspiration isn't magical unless the DM rules otherwise.
All right.
So, just for me, so I can have it on record, I will only try to cast things that I have the knowledge, or I am of the belief that they do not have a Somatic,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Verbally, Rourke, I can try to roleplay that, and then if I get caught, whatever. But if it's something where it's like very clearly like, I am casting fireball over here.
Oh, no. She got struck by lightning, Michael.
Oh, no, the storm!
Son of a...
Yeah, so I guess just as a note for myself, for I guess for the ethos, for whatever. Yeah.
So how about, it's going to be my turn in a second, and... What about emboldening bond? Is that magical? It says, as an action, you choose up to two willing creatures within 30 feet of you, creating a bond among them.
This is magical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's less whether it's verbal or not and more just like what it is, and we can just rule. But if you're like literally casting a spell, I mean, that's like, this is specifically a bard thing, so
yeah.
Say that it's not, but
yeah, I think rules as written, it's not magic, but I think it's kind of magic, but also it's kind of not magic. Like, there's things that exist within even 5e that do similar stuff that is not magic. It's literally just like you feel better, so that's why you get to add a d4. Mm. You're pumped up slightly, but I've always thought of it as magic, but it doesn't have to be, I guess.
I think that, honestly, the end result for Selena is going to be the same. Like, if you were straight up doing, like, a crazy-ass, like, incantation and stuff was glowing around you, I might need to,
right.
Like, acknowledge that. But
not only does Selena like to lie, she loves being lied to.
She does! She loves it! She loves it!
That's how you show love.
Okay, so you do Bardic Inspiration.
Yes, for Koala Drop Bear. So that, because Rourke, big fan, you know, they fought in the forest together. And I, you know, I just really want you to pull through this. And then I'm going to, then that's my turn. That's it. That's all I can do.
Oh, thank you. I really needed to hear that. Oh, wait, so is anybody else, like, are we like, I mean, we're obviously not talking about this, but are we, like, collectively of the mind that we're going to gaslight this dude, or is it, like, that's a player question, not a...
You can't, no. It's been, nope. That's not a thing you can discuss.
Guys, what do you think? I think so.
I mean, I think what's happened is...
What's happening is an arm is attacking Screech right now. Actually, no, it's squirting him in the face with ink.
Oh, man, watch out for that.
And it's going to... That one, because he's got you grappled, is going to automatically succeed. So.
What if he drinks it all?
All the ink?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that what it said? Athletics, Michael? To drink the ink?
Constitution.
He's a thirsty boy.
I like the taste.
And then more ink gets shot at Rourke. Rourke, do a dexterity save.
No. Oh, okay. I rolled a 19 plus 4, 23.
You dodge right out of the way of that. But then there's a slicey knife arm.
Ooh.
There's so many arms. I think there's too many.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
How come I don't get an action for each one of my arms?
Yeah.
You actually do.
Yeah, you do.
And you always do take it.
Oh,
that's your bonus
action.
That's
actually true, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Fuck. Arms.
Why'd you have to school us like that?
Well, I just rolled a natural 20.
No,
don't.
Michael!
R.I.P.
For slice arm, which was... I had advantage, but...
Cool.
No, not as good. So, Drop Air, you got a... Your paper's getting cut, my friend.
Are you sure?
That is going to be 13 slashing.
Wait, did you do the AC thing already?
I crit.
You got a nat 20.
I don't... Okay. Yeah. I don't like being two.
Let's see if the Echo Boys can get out of this one.
The Echo Boys.
And now we've got Celine.
That's all of it, by the way.
You sleepy?
Yeah.
Oh, you're down?
Yeah!
God, you suck.
A little two! I took one from the fall. I took, like, three from another thing, and then you hit me for 13. Like, what am I gonna do? I'm a rogue.
Celine, you're up. This man looks dead set on killing Screech.
Well...
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry. Drop Bear.
But you do know a Screech.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree.
Debatable.
I would like to cast Shocking Grasp. Oh, I have to touch him.
Dude, you should electrocute everybody else.
That's what I'm trying. Well, I'm trying to electrocute him because he's metal. He's got metal arms.
That's so true. And it's going to break the thing in the back of his neck, which I think is good from the Spider-Man movies, or it's way worse.
How far away am I from him?
Oh, he's right up on you. You're like 10 feet away.
He's right up on me. Well, that's perfect then. Then I'm gonna touch him to cast a spell and run away. So, yeah.
These arms are real inconvenient.
For us. I'm saying, if we had them, it would be cool. Oh, shit, what if we kill Decacock and one of us gets it?
But they're still going to be active. They're just going to be...
No, I'll overpower it with my 12 intelligence.
That's a 23 against AC.
All right, well, you're able to shock this thing like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, and I actually had advantage anyway, but I got it whatever, so it's fine.
Well, roll it in case you get a 20.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay. It was not...
Fuck.
Next time.
So it's lightning damage. I don't know if that does anything special to it.
Fucking kill Screech, that's for sure.
No!
Lightning always hurts robots when you think about it.
That's a 5 lightning damage.
Great roll.
And it can't take reactions until the start of its next turn.
That's great!
Yeah! And I want to push him! I love pushing. I'm gonna shove him.
Is anyone being held right now?
Screech.
I'm getting ragdolled around.
If you push Screech out, he'll be un...
Oh, good point, actually. Yeah, okay, then I would like to shove Screech out of the grasp of Decacock. He's got to succeed on a strength saving throw, but he's
automatically
fails.
Fails because he's uncomfortable.
So he just gets whacked, just telekinetic energy just fucking obliterates him.
He put too much blood on Screech's body, so his fur is so bloody.
It was blood and ink.
That's true. And tears.
Like shit.
And tears.
Dropper's neck is essentially exposed as his head is lolling around, and the razor sharp paper cutter is positioned right above it, and he's about to chop down. Obviously, like, there's no way it's not going to just decapitate Dropper. And then you reach out with your shocking grasp, and you send electricity all through it, and Decacog starts jerking a little bit.
Oh, that's a weird reaction.
Screech does some minor jerking here and there.
Take one failed death saving save.
But you hear a number of pops and little screeches and steam and smoke starts coming out of all the little where it connects and stuff.
Yeah. Short circuiting.
Hell yeah.
And then you blast Screech out of his hand. Screech goes flying.
He only gets moved 5 feet.
Decacog weirdly was holding him 30 feet in the air. R.I.P. Screech.
Oh god, he's gonna just slam to the ground with like the most...
I'm gonna have to do the parabola there. Like.
And then the arms just stop moving altogether, and Decacog is sort of suspended hanging there. He's about 5 feet off of the ground. His feet are about 2 feet off of the ground. And his little legs are just sort of kicking back and forth. And he's like, What have you done? First you burned down my printing press and you order people. This is not the... I know this isn't the last time you shall silence the press, but it's not going to work on me.
Mr. Decacog, I know things are very confusing for you right now because you've just been through something very traumatic, and I forgive you for the things you're saying, but honestly, what happened was that I came to see you, and your machine went crazy. You burnt down your own wagon and printing press. I said very loudly, looking at Chuck and at Rourke.
Drop Bear raises a bloody thumbs up.
You definitely do know when people cast spells on you, but we're gonna roll a deception.
Me for me to him?
Yeah, you're deceiving him. Yeah.
You were the one doing the big ass lie.
Who me? No, I'm not sure. That's a 15.
Great roll.
Wonderful roll. He did roll higher.
No.
And he is like,
Like I would possibly listen, believe an order minion like you. You've been after me since day one.
Did you not let me into your wagon?
You burst in.
I did not. I knocked on the door politely and you let me in.
All right. Come on, you two.
He's just, honestly, I...
Shake hands.
He's stunned. I don't...
Shake hands.
I'm afraid he's gonna hit me. I put my hand towards him. I put my hand out to kiss it.
I stabilize Screech.
I was gonna say, in the background, there are people throwing buckets of water on the very on fire wagon, but we're not sure how much damage is gonna happen there. So you go ahead and stabilize Screech.
What are you allowed to do when you're in that state?
Just mumble and shit. I don't know.
Okay.
More than I thought, like, 2 weeks ago.
But what is stabilizing, like...
It's technically a medicine check, but sometimes out of combat, it's like, whatever.
Okay, but I don't, I'm not, like, I don't have any hit points, right? I'm still...
Nope! I am not casting Cure Wounds, because you'll be very mad at me. And I'll...
Okay.
Someone else
you did, kill. Yeah, you have gotten yourself in a predicament here with your magic hate.
I'm gonna take this corpse behind a tree.
I'm just wondering if I can be, like, and just try and, like... Try and, like, pull myself away while people aren't looking. Or if it's, like, if it's like a situation where I'm just, like, can't do anything.
If you didn't say, I'd rather die than to be healed with magic, I would probably heal you.
Yeah, I'm definitely lying in my own bed, but, like, I'm just trying to figure out what my options are at this point, because...
There's probably, like, a bush close by that you could maybe crawl into.
Hell yeah.
You did get thrown.
Hell yeah.
Well, much like the hit film Spider-Man 2, which I think we've maybe mentioned before, I could be like Joey Diaz and step up to Dr. Octopus and protect your identity, so to speak. So if you whimper to me about, you know, bring me to the bush, people can't see me like this.
but you haven't taken my mask off, right?
Like, I wouldn't. Why would I? That's rude.
Cool.
I respect secrets.
I would argue very heavily that you wouldn't be able to recognize my face in this state.
So Carnal Canuck in the chat makes a valid point. Drop Bear didn't say don't heal me. Screech did.
That's a great point.
And I explicitly...
Don't
That's a
know.
Great point. All right,
you
baby.
Don't know.
Let's fucking go.
As yeah, I you look better up, hide in a bush, though.
Yeah, I
Lee pull has her limits.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because he wouldn't know that you cast magic, obviously, so he wouldn't expect yeah. it. He would be asking you to drag him into a bush.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you could do the magic in the bush.
And I would probably, like, flip you over and like, smack your back like a
baby. Like, burp your back.
and, like, make sure everyone's paying attention to the blaze. And... yeah, I'm like, there. Those are my healing words. You get 5 damage. Health back. And it is explicitly magic, but, you know, you're all zoinked up. Who knows what this is?
Yeah, in that state, I mean, who can tell?
Who can tell?
You're coming back from the beyond.
Yeah, maybe I gave you a little bit of my... Leftover meatloaf. No, that's gross. Shove a meatloaf sandwich.
It's warm by your big, beautiful breasts.
There. Let me. I know some massage, so you should be feeling better. Let me. Oh, your arm's knocked out.
Wait, is this after you heal me?
I'm lying to you so that you don't think I'm doing the magic.
Oh, okay.
Roll deception.
I also like the idea of Chuck using this move on, like, everyone, like, oh, I've got some pretty good massage techniques.
I think the town knows that I do magic.
Like, you do, like, sport massage.
13. Sport massage?
Yeah, it's, like, different.
Yeah, I know that's a thing, but at first I thought I was, like,
it's, like,
competing.
More intense.
I thought I was, like, going to the Olympics.
But also, yes, that.
I am from Florida where...
Competitive massage?
Mm-hmm. I'm from Florida where all masseuses eventually come from.
Was it perception or insight?
Insight.
Okay, yeah, I believe it.
There.
Okay.
That'll do. Bear.
Thank you.
You should get out of here.
I hand him a small coin with a squirrel on it.
Wait a second.
You use this if you need me.
You know the squirrel?
Yeah, he's a friend. Bye.
Okay, bye.
How do you use it? If you haven't figured it out, Michael, I'm bad at this. Screech is bad at being a superhero.
Wait, is this coin magic?
There's no magic. It's just a fucking coin with a squirrel on it.
Honestly, I feel like Screech just thought it was cool and did not think about anything beyond that.
He just gave you
a
challenge coin.
He just fucking gave me Chuck E. Cheese token.
Yeah, he did.
He gave me a squirrel token.
All right, I guess I'll go play skee ball or some shit. Gotta win myself a spider ring.
you put it into the skee ball slot. Hey, do you need me?
Come out. Goddamn. Skee ball rolling down skee ball hole. That's ASMR, baby.
Wow. I'm thinking about it now.
All right. So when you shot him out of his hand, Screech went kind of behind Decker Cog, so he can't see what's happening. And he's like, just trying to swing back and forth. He's like, where did he go? We have to stop him. He's getting away.
Are his arms working, or is he just like weighed down by it?
No, the arms are not moving at all.
So is he like on the ground, or is he strong enough to yank it?
No, he's like basically being held up in the air.
He's suspended. So he's just swinging his little feet. He's stuck.
Oh, got it. So it's like rigid. Yeah.
Yeah, it's rigid.
Michael, can I come back as Screech, limping a little? but I come up to Decacog and I was like, oh my god, dude, what did you do? Look at these pictures. Pictures that I've hastily drawn of him tearing apart his own wagon. And I'm like, look at these.
We're all deception.
He has to get advantage, right? Right.
Look, I'm giving him a roll.
That's fair. You're very kind.
18.
Oh, I'm crying. I hurt my neck again.
Just a soothing breath. Just remember, I was meditating earlier today. I'm going to work the equanimity muscle, my inner smoothness. I'm open. I'm just going to let this all in. He goes, you're kidding me.
Pictures. I mean, pictures don't lie.
I mean, look, I know people can doctor images, but someone with a soul as pure as yours. These cursed arms. I can't believe I let them do this. Are any of the morning editions left? We could maybe still save one or two.
Oh no, they look like completely burnt up. They look super
burnt
up.
You don't talk to me.
Hey, everybody. Shake your hands. Can I try to get Decacog?
I can't reach him.
Can I like reach up and try to take the little guy out?
Yeah, you can unhook him.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I played a halfling and a gnome last campaign, so I'm allowed to do it.
Yeah.
He goes, thank you, sir.
Anytime.
I just can't believe what a tragedy. But we shall rebuild.
This just proves that technology is both our savior and our doom.
Wow.
God damn it.
Does it?
Yes.
Michael, quick question for you. I the thing that my boss contacts me on, am I able to ping him back?
Yeah.
I gotta go find a copse of trees.
All right, Decacog, you can have a room in the Goblin Pit along with your crew, and let me get you some ale and meatloaf.
You are very kind. This is... I just don't know what to do. My whole wag. He wanders off with you.
There.
I assume Celine now has scuttled over into the woods somewhere.
Okay.
Farther away. And I would like to ping my boss.
Okay.
Stepping on a weirdly furry leaf and just the drop air costume.
Celine.
Yes, well... I'm happy to report that everything's been taken care of.
Ah, Decacog is dead. Good work.
Well, he's not
dead, but I did destroy his wagon and all of the papers.
When I give you a direct order, you follow it.
I mean, I just...
That's how... Do you not understand how this works? You aren't sent there to decide anything.
Well, I did try.
Well...
I mean, I'm just saying that I think if the paper was dealt with and he thinks that his crazy mechanical arms went wild on him, and he sounds like a maniac. He sounds like a coot. No one's gonna believe him.
That people will believe him. People are fools, and I'm not arguing with you. Your mission stands.
Of course, sir. I'm sorry. I don't know what got into me. Just, you know, the rush after battle.
Your relief will be there the day after tomorrow if Decacog still breathes. Well, I'll see you soon.
I got this, boss!
And I think that's a great place to end our episode.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
So good.
Shit. Well, at least he's in the same building as you, so you can just like smother him or something.
I thought I was gonna be good enough.
Jennifer, just kill a guy. Jesus Christ.
I was trying to. I honestly was.
Well, out there, you don't have to kill a guy to get beautiful dice. You can head over to dieharddice.com. Use the offer code greetings with an exclamation mark, or dragons. Sorry, I was doing so good. It's dragons with an exclamation mark, right?
Yes.
I'm an idiot. You get 15% off your entire order, which is beautiful. But also, if you're here in Twitch, every Tuesday night, we do a giveaway, baby. So you get 50 bones worth of dice. So you can get like 10,000 fucked up D6s or like a really gorgeous set. So... Rhett Newtam, congratulations, you have won the beautiful dice this week. Clack, 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 clack.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Die Hard Dice. Hey, gang, if you'd like to get in touch with us, we're on social media, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast, and we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. You can find me at Thrifty Nerd and geeklycon.com. Tickets on sale.
Woo!
It's happening.
Let's do it.
So exciting. I can't wait.
Yeah. Should we give like an overview of what GeeklyCon is just in case there's people that haven't been in the past, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years?
Would you like to hang out with us for a long weekend and play board games and watch us do our shit on a stage and also... play dumb meta games and meet people and have fun.
And like go to panels that are cool.
And go hang out at the pool.
Go to panels that are cool. Go to outings. We got a distillery thing we're setting up, a distillery tour. There's a really cool museum that has full of video games and toys and shit.
Yes.
Awesome.
But one of the central things is like a huge board game room where you can play games with folks, a lot of people. Meet new friends. Everyone has said, and pretty much everyone has said, that the Geekly community has been super, super accepting. If you don't know anybody, and they've been really surprised by how easy it was to either make friends or at least have a really good time. And it's a rad time. I'm so excited we're finally able to do it again.
Imagine going somewhere where you can use "Okay, bye" as a punchline, and everyone will get
it.
And you can also use it to just leave.
That's
true. And everyone's like, well, gotta hand it to you.
And that's the end of my social media plug.
Cool.
The next person.
I'll do it. Thank you so much for all those of you who have followed me at Tim Lanning. You can also check out whatever I stream on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. Go ahead and follow that channel so you get a notification or whatever that has to do. I forget, but turn on notifications for that. Because I don't have a specific schedule, so it's kind of random. But, do that.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek, and you should listen to our other podcast, Dear Internet.
Okay.
And keep an eye out, because Tim and I are going to be launching a new project together soon.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Oh,
gotta
shit.
Watch our Twitters. We're working on stuff.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can also find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And if you check any of the links in my bio, I have a spicy website. It's OnlyFans as of right now in 2020. Who knows what they'll do in the future. Go there.
That's not the year.
It
that's
is
not
2022.
You're a couple years off.
What is it? 2022?
You said 2020?
Oh my god. I'm sorry. I like blacked out. It's 2022. Anyway, yeah. It's fun over there. Go look at it. It's not a joke. This is real. I promise. So many people message and they say, I thought this was a joke. It's not a joke. It's real. It's
deadly serious.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me in about 30 minutes or so playing some games on the Game Crimes Twitch.
And that's whenever you listen to this.
Yeah. 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 That, you know what? I should specify Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Central. Twitch.tv/Game Crimes.
If you're going to PAX East, we will have a booth at PAX East.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It might just be me. It might literally just be me because Carly has to work like her real job. She's there. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, come say hi. And until next week, keep it dicey.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.